By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a faith-building journey into God's Word. It's intimacy, it's partnership, it's fellowship. This is Koinonia.
And beggarly. We are not the disadvantaged. There is an ability, there is an activity of the Holy Ghost at work in you. The Bible says, according to His power that worketh in you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. According, there is an ability, there is an empowerment. It gives you audacity, it gives you courage, it gives you confidence. That you can speak and say, I'm above all, and have no apology for it. You can speak and say, I am unlimited, not by power, not by might. I refuse to see challenges. I refuse to see limitations. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. My life is blessed, rising from grace to grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Because we are the victorious ones. Friends, I have one guarantee. No one who hears these words and pays this price now will become a failure in this life. I know it. It's not a prophecy. It's the truth. Hallelujah. For this is a price we are paying. The Bible says, there remaineth a rest unto God's people. There remaineth a rest. It is Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 10. It says, there remaineth a rest. There remaineth a rest. And verse 12, I believe, says that let us therefore labor. There is a rest that is a gift. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a gift. But there is another rest that is a reward. It's not a gift. It says there remaineth a rest. The word labor in the Greek is constrain yourself to death to enter that rest. And verse 11 says that he that has entered his rest. Oh, verse 11. Okay, verse 10. Sorry now. That's the. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works. There is a Sabbath. The Bible says on the seventh day God rested. Many of us are pressing to enter our seventh day. You may not understand. Some of us are in day 2. Others are in day 4. Others are in day 5. Hear me, friends. Now is not the time to give up. Because a time will come when men say there is a casting down. You will be functioning from that rest. You are paying the price now. Praying in the spirit. It's a very minute rest. Very minute rest. This rest is a reward. You press. That's why we are praying. Many of you are coming all the way from Kaduna. Many of you are coming all the way from Garcia and very far. Many of you are to trek here. There's no money in your pocket, but you are pressing. There is a pressing. It's a pressing by faith. Laboring in the place of the word. You may not look like it. Laboring in the place of prayer. In spite of the challenges. a day will come and the Spirit of God is supervising your press. Soon he will tell you you are in day 5, and then he will tell you you are in day 6, the last round. Press, tell me, there remaineth a rest. And the Bible tells us that anyone that enters that rest ceases from his work. Oh, I choose to press. No matter what it will cost me, this suit will not rob me. No, the organization here will. If I will kneel down and lie down to press, I will press. If I will fast to press, I will press. If I will labor in the world to press, if I will keep myself from evil to press, I will press. One day, the door will be opened. Let me tell you, when you enter, you have entered. We live in a generation where people do not understand their partnership with the Holy Spirit for victory. So you can see it in the world, but then you will not press. Paul speaking said, God desired this rest even for the Israelites. But because of unbelief, they couldn't enter this rest. He said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as it did in the provocation in the wilderness. They hardened their hearts. And he swore in his wrath, saying, they shall not enter my rest. He said, but like them, today we are hearing the word. He said, they heard the word just like we did. But the word did not profit them, because they did not mix it with faith. So friends, don't think you are doing anybody a favor by coming for Koinonia. Every time the devil tells you, why are you just a church folks always with God? Tell him, I'm pressing. There is a press in the spirit. I may not eat food now. I will take the garri praying in tongues and keep pressing. For I know a day will come. I will not bow to Baal. I will not compromise God's standard. Remember our teaching on the kingdom. Satan will tell you bow, and I will give you the keys. God will say, hold on, endure. He that endures to the end shall receive a crown. There is a crown that he gives those who press. That's what we are here to do. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue our series. We've been teaching on the kingdom. For those of you who are just coming today, catching up, we've been having a series on the kingdom. Hallelujah. Trying to understand the concept of the kingdom life. Hallelujah. Because we realize that from scripture, God did not give us a religion. God did not give us tradition. Hallelujah. He gave us a kingdom. The summary of the Bible is that a king, hallelujah, an eternal king who reigns, produced a colony of his kingdom. Remember the concept of the colony? Hallelujah. A subset of the mother kingdom. And he brought us to a point where we will rule and reign, and sent us a representative of the kingdom. The one who connects us with the reality of the mother kingdom. We call him the governor of that kingdom. He's the one we call the Holy Spirit. And he's vested with the responsibility of teaching us, empowering us, training us, making us to be citizens of that kingdom experientially. Hallelujah. And helping us understand the constitution, the modus operandi, the values of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And last week we spoke about the fact that, or the week before last, that Jesus didn't come primarily to take us to heaven. Hallelujah. For we were designed to rule and reign in this earth realm. Jesus primarily came to restore us to the life of the kingdom, to grant unto us the keys of the kingdom that were collected from Adam. Hallelujah. And then to connect us to the governor of that kingdom, who will continue an extension of his ministry in our lives. Hallelujah. Then a day will come, we will be translated from this realm, so that the enemies of the kingdom will be judged. And after that judgment, we will return with our king, and we will reign in partnership. Hallelujah. Revelations ends with the beginning of a new dispensation, where the citizens of the kingdom rule and reign with their king. Hallelujah.
And I did teach us that the apex of citizenship is loyalty. Hallelujah. There is no true citizen of any kingdom who does not pay total allegiance and loyalty. In a democracy, everyone lives for himself or herself. Hallelujah. But in a kingdom system, every citizen lives for the king. And if at any point you were caught doing anything antagonistic to or trying to antagonize the values of the kingdom, you were termed what? A rebel. And so to help us understand that God didn't give us a religion, He gave us a life. He gave us a kingdom. When Jesus walked upon the earth, all His parables were linked to the kingdom. The kingdom is like unto this. The kingdom of God is like unto this. The kingdom of heaven is like unto this. Hallelujah. And He gave us the keys to the kingdom. Access to rule and to reign. Hallelujah. And last week we considered, the fact that we need to advance the kingdom. Hallelujah. That we are on earth primarily to what? Advance the kingdom. You are not on earth just to go to school, get married, give birth to children, be the first person to build a nice house in your village, or to buy a good jeep, grow old, write a book or two about yourself and die. No, there's more. Hallelujah. We are on earth to advance the kingdom, to extend the rulership, the influence, hallelujah, of the king. And then we spoke about the ways that we advance the kingdom. Hallelujah. How many of us remember? I taught us about four ways to advance, or the methods according to God's word, that we advance the kingdom. Hallelujah. Spoke about the place of influence, that we need to have kingdom influence. We spoke about the place of prosperity according to Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17a. Hallelujah. How that the cities of God will be spread through prosperity. We spoke about, what did we speak about again? Character. Hallelujah. How that we need to be men and women of character. We are sick and tired of a generation of anointed people who do not have character. Hallelujah. And then we mentioned six areas where the church has allowed Satan to capture and many believers are falling victims. We spoke about the family life. How many of us remember that the family is a vital place where the influence of the kingdom needs to be reached? Hallelujah. We spoke about the business world. We spoke about the media. We spoke about arts, sports. Hallelujah. I'm sure some of you will be happy we spoke about sports. Hallelujah. Because there are some people who say, God, I will not leave sports. Just anoint me to walk there. Hallelujah. And today, very quickly, I want to talk about the lifestyle of the kingdom. Very briefly, I really want to speak. The lifestyle of the kingdom. Having understood how to advance the kingdom, we must know how to live as citizens of this kingdom. How many of you are seeing your life changed by this series? Let me see your hands. Because if you really are not getting changed, then we are not making any progress. Hallelujah. That our lives be changed. So that when they pick you at random and say, my sister, what do you understand about Christianity and the kingdom life? You don't just say, I'm a Christian and are you born again? The person will say, you're going to hell, and that's all. That you can let people know that God gave us a kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10. While I was walking at home this afternoon, I had a vision, and I saw different ladders different kinds of ladders. They were painted in different colors. And I saw us climbing these ladders. Others were helping others climb. Others were going up, but they would come down deliberately to help others climb. And there was such activity, and I was watching, and I saw some people who were not climbing. They were standing to supervise and ensure that others were climbing. And then at a point when they were satisfied, they would not climb like the other people. They would just look up and find themselves up. I believe in the spirit these were generals. And I believe that this is what God is doing. I believe God was encouraging me with this vision to let us know that we are making progress. There were many activities around. People were climbing, others were trying to fall, others. One thing I saw that happened is that so many people were holding others and taking them again. I think that was the greatest, the most comforting part of that vision. Others would go far and then would want to fall, and then somebody, even those below, would hold them and push them. I saw this, and that was all. And God didn't tell me anything about it, but I knew by the Spirit that God was describing what was happening, not just in Koinonia, but in the Church of God Universal, that God is helping us. Let me tell you, friends, we are rising. Are you listening to me? We may be moving at different paces, but you are making progress. Don't let Satan look at you and say, are you really making progress? Don't compare yourself with anyone. We are making progress. When Noah built the ark, the animals entered at different paces, but they all entered. The cheetah entered and the snail entered. That's why we are patient to teach the word until the least person among us becomes as great as David. Hallelujah. Verse 38 of Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. It says, now the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The lifestyle of the kingdom, hear me, is the lifestyle of faith. Are you listening to me? The lifestyle of the kingdom is the lifestyle of faith. That we come to a point where although we cannot see the king with our optical eyes, although we cannot see the governor with our optical eyes, we are absolutely convinced about their operation and we can partner with them. Hallelujah. One of the biggest challenge for kingdom people is that we always want to see to believe. How many of you know that saying, seeing is believing? Say, if I don't see it, I cannot believe it. Now, the lifestyle of the kingdom is such that the word of God becomes our eyes in the kingdom. Hallelujah. The Bible says the eye is the light of the body. And then it also tells us that the entrance of this word gives light. That means there is a possibility for the word to become your eyes in the kingdom. Hallelujah. What do you need the eyes for in the physical realm? You need the eyes to see. And in that seeing, you get direction. Hallelujah. Many of us need the eyes to be certain and to be convicted. Hallelujah. As a kingdom citizen, you must get to a point where the word of God becomes your eyes. The Bible says, why we look not at the things that are seen, but so we can see things that are unseen. He said, but things that are unseen. He said, but the things that are seen are temporal. The word temporal means subject to change. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Hallelujah. So when you become a citizen of the kingdom, one of the things that the governor, the Holy Spirit does, is he helps you understand that the life of the kingdom is the life of faith. Absolute trust. Hear me. Absolute 100% trust in the word of God.
the integrity of his person. Hallelujah. That you get to a point where you are totally governed by God's word. You cease to walk by your sensory perceptions. Hallelujah. Because the strength of the flesh is your senses. Hallelujah. And for many people, we are happy only when good things happen around us. Hallelujah. You are encouraged that there is a God only when your optical eyes can see something nice. When you hear a good report. You see, we have been trained in a world where our convictions come primarily from the interaction of our senses with this realm. Are you following me now? And so when your parents get promoted, you are happy. And then you sing, you say, God, you are good, you are good, you are good. But when you begin to walk with the Holy Ghost, He begins to train you. And He trains you by causing you to lose confidence in your senses. He brings you to a point where you no longer trust your senses to give you the convictions. Hallelujah. He makes His word more superior to your sensory perception. And brings you to a point where you can hold on to His word. That His word becomes your reality. Are you following me now? And when that happens, your language will change. Because people speak according to what they see. Is that correct? When the word of God becomes your eyes, then the words that you speak will be consistent with what you are seeing. So that when men say there is a casting down, and you say there is a lifting up, people look at you and say, are you stupid? But then you tell them, I'm a citizen of a foreign kingdom. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Are you following me now? So faith is the lifestyle of the kingdom. Unfortunately, for many people, they have decided to pick certain aspects of the kingdom. And then for others, say faith is not necessary. Faith is for a word of faith people and so on and so forth. Faith is the lifestyle of the kingdom. That our impulses in the kingdom are a derivative of what the word of God tells us. Are you following me now? Not what you are seeing. We have so many believers who go and yell at God. God, you are not faithful. God, you are not this. God, you are not that. But then you become a true citizen of the kingdom. When you see the things that happen around you, these are things that can weigh you down. But then as a citizen of the kingdom, you arise. There's no money at home, and your parents are running helter-skelter. And you tell them, we are blessed. And they look at you and say, we understand, you these foolish children. And you tell them, no, I'm not trying to pretend it. I'm not trying to convince myself. I'm drawing forth from a reality based on what I have seen, God's word. And then you sing, you don't have to worry. I like that song. And don't you be afraid. Hallelujah. And while you're singing, people cannot understand. And you tell them, I hear in my spirit the abundance of rain. And while you are saying that, they just demote your father. And you say, I still hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And people say, now we understand this child is getting mad. And then you enter and shut the door. And they are waiting to hear you cry. And all they hear is, thank you, Jesus. You say, Lord, I thank you. I brace up. And your auntie doesn't have a child. And then she turns and she says, Lord, I thank you. Because I'm a mother of nations. And she goes to the market to buy baby clothes. And people say, now, oh, madam, is this embarrassment not enough? And then suddenly, the king of this kingdom sees true citizens of the kingdom. Let me tell you something, friends. Do you know why the angels respect us so much? They are compelled by the awe and the majesty of God that they see. Are you following me now? You know, for many of you, I've had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And when I saw him, All I can remember is that I was a dead man on the floor. I still don't know how his face looks like, but I was seeing him. And he just stretched forth his hands towards me, and a beam of light, the entrance of thy word, giveth light. That was supernatural impartation directly by himself. Hallelujah. And I got up with a supernatural encounter that I've not recovered from till this day. And I'm not sure I will recover forever. Hallelujah. So for many of us who say, God, I need to do a discussion with you. If I meet God, I will tell him this, I will tell him that. You think so? Brothers and sisters, if it's the real Jesus you see, you will clap for yourself if you have the guts to at least look at him. And you will understand why Isaiah said, woe is me. The holiness and the majesty and the awe. So when he directs the angels find it an honor. They say it's an honor to serve the king. But then when the angels look at the earth realm, then they see one who has never seen a vision. You don't know how God looks like. Yet you were not born when the Bible was written. Yet you say, Lord, I believe. And the angels say, what is this? And even in the midst of challenges, you say, I believe. I believe. My voice is gone. I believe. Lord, I believe. And the angels wonder. And they say, what's going on? And you begin to speak and say, my life is blessed. Although you cannot see what is happening in the realm of the spirit, the word of God becomes your eyes. At that point, you become a true citizen of the kingdom. And hear me, friends, it takes a while. It takes a while for you to begin to live by faith. Don't let anybody make you feel bad. It takes a while. And let me tell you how God does it. He begins to dethrone everything that gives you strength and conviction outside his word, until you are reduced with nothing but him. He causes every other thing you trust aside from him not to work for you. And then you find out that you are left with only one option. Then you say, yes, you are the king. I finally agree. Kings. Because a time will come, your intellect will be too crippled to continue the journey. A time will come, your money will be your connection and everything you know. At that point, you will begin to lose confidence in every other thing. And he will make you so inadequate that if you ever take a step outside him, you will feel like dying. Then you begin to sing Steve's song. And I'm desperate for you. Hallelujah. He brings you to a point where he's not just your God, he's your life. That you know that if you ever take a step without him, you are dead. See, it's not ordinary for you to love God so much that you can lose everything for him. You must come, it happens by an experiential revelation that he is your life. God will test everything that you have that you exalt to be God. There are many things that represent God in our lives. For many people, it's money, silver and gold. For many people, it's charisma and fame and influence. For many people, it's anointing. For many people, it's ministry. God is such a jealous God that you will dethrone everything. So every time you come into God's presence, as you fellowship with him, you know what is happening. There is a death process going on. It is a dethroning of everything. And then he keeps rising above the list until he gets to that point where he sits at the seat of your heart. At that point, nothing else moves you. The things of this world will cease their grip over your life. Hallelujah. And there are many people who, when it's time to worship God, as you kneel down, you just remember, I bought this 30,000. There's still a process of death that needs to go on in your life. Because you come to a point where you live totally based on his word. Can I tell you something? Most of the sorrow and the the grief that many believers have is because they do not understand the faith life. Are you following me now? A dead man cannot feel it even if you match him. Is that correct? A dead man cannot feel it even if you insult him. When you criticize a dead man, what's his response? Many of us are so sensitive and overreactive, and that's because we are still alive in ourselves. We have not come to a point where the word of God becomes our life. Are you listening to me? When you get to that point, no matter how attractive a thing is, if it is not... You get to a point in your life where if it is not consistent with God's word, I am not ready. Let me ask you a question. How many of you can truly say right now, inside and outside, that you have gotten to a point in your life where you can say, if the word of God does not lead me, I'm not ready to move? How many of you here can come to a point where you say, every success, I don't care how attractive it is, if it is not founded on the word of God, I'm not interested? There are many of us praying and trusting God. I'm a millionaire. The day, even if it's Satan that waves 5 naira, that's how you follow. You say, God will settle it later on. But the faith life is a life that is absolutely tied on the word of God. Hallelujah. That my joy, my satisfaction, my fulfillment is a perfect derivative of God's word. I find no other satisfaction outside his word. His word represents my fulfillment. I believe his word. You are not a believer because you just came out for altar call. You are a believer because you have come to a point where the word of God is king over your life. I believe every truth in God's word. I will die believing it. If I never experience anything that looks like success in my life, I've said it here and here again, God forbid. But if I die of sickness, the last word that will come out from my mouth before I die is, by his stripes I am healed. I have come to a point where I don't believe God's word because of the results it will produce. I don't have any other option. Even if the word of God never produces a result. If God tells me now, Josh, the whole concept of heaven, it was just my way of making you love me. I said, God, no problem. I have, so long as I will be with you, if you will be in hell, that's where I want to be. I come to a point where my life is governed by the word of God. Hear me, friends. This is the secret of success that many believers fail to live by, and they get whipped and punished again and again. You must get to a point where the word of God becomes the governing factor of your life. Please hear me inside and outside, and take seriously what I'm saying. The kingdom life is a faith life. The prosperity, the success, the increase and the fulfillment of the believer is tied to the voice of God and the word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. It says, if thou will diligently hearken also to the voice of God. He said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commands which I commanded this day. He said that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken. We have a bunch of stubborn believers that don't know how to obey the principles of their king. Hear me, friends. God created this universe. He has put a principle to govern your life. It's one definition of foolishness to live outside the word of God. We try to live outside God's word, and we want the blessings that are in the word. Hallelujah. A true citizen of the kingdom is, number one who is loyal to the king. But number two, one who makes the word of God his priority.
priority. Priority. It's not the issue of being spiritual or not. It's your life. He said, my son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. He said, do not let them depart from your heart. Keep them in the midst of your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He said, they are life to those who find them. You program yourself to be a victor and a success in life when you allow the word of God govern every step of your life. We are where we are by the grace of God simply because we have inclined ourselves to hear the voice of God. I will do nothing in my life without the voice of God. I will do nothing. I will go nowhere. I cherish His voice and I cherish His word. Because His word and His voice are one. The word of God is my life. The word of God is my life. Everything the word of God says not to do, I will not do it. I will not try it and see what happens. I'm not ready. Hallelujah. The Bible says for you to be a tither. It says that's the way the heavens are open. There's no point arguing. People argue and say this and that. And they are chopping our money in the church and so on and so forth. And then they remain poor, they remain broke, and they get angry at those who are prospering. That's the point. If you refuse to obey God's word, you will always feel angry at those who are obeying it. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, God gives grace to the humble. He said, you appease the proud. When I find this in the word, I align my life by the Spirit. And then you begin to see unending grace. I mean unending, inexplainable grace. Dimensions of grace that even you, the carrier, cannot explain. Hallelujah. He said, if ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. See, hear me, friends. You must take this word seriously. Search the scriptures. You are not trying to be spiritual by doing it. It's your life. Hallelujah. I believe God's word. I believe what God's word says about me. This is my life. This is the constitution of my life. I'm not doing it because I have a responsibility in ministry to prepare a message. No, it's my life. Can you get to that point where you are totally governed by the word of God? If you tell me to drink and smoke, I will not just tell you no. If I tell you no, that's not enough. I will tell you no. Because it is against the constitution of my kingdom. Are you following me now? If someone comes to meet me and say, Josh, let's compromise the way of God. I'll tell him, no, I am bounded by the word of God. I put my life on the line. And I tell you the truth, friends, I have tested it. I can tell you this word works. This word works. You see, Peter said, that which we have seen, that which we have heard. He said, that which our hands have handled. These are the things that we speak. I have one guarantee. It may not come as fast as you want, but if you stay with this word, it will build an enviable future for you. Every other factor notwithstanding. Hear me. There is no challenge you want to face in this life or you are facing now that someone has not faced a worse one. People have come out of unimaginable challenges to emerge gloriously in life. There's none of us here that has an excuse. So, why do so many believers experience weakness and setbacks in their lives, although they are called kings? I'll tell you why. It's not because they are not filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not because they don't have a Bible. It's not because they don't come to church. They have not come to a point where beyond church and religion. Are you listening to me? I don't separate my personal life, my spiritual life, as it were. Everything is centered around the word. Whatever I'm doing with you that is not directly linked to the word, I'm not interested. Call me a fanatic, but I'll still be successful. And you will need me badly. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So in the kingdom life, we must come to a point where, you see, friends,
Sometimes you hear us talk about this word of God thing, this word of God thing. Take it seriously. We have seen some of our fathers who kept this word. And in their old age, they proved everything that scripture. A man, T.L. Osborne, he lived the prosperity of the scripture. He healed the sick. He casted out devils. He raised the dead. He has fulfilled every mandate that my eyes can see that God said a citizen should fulfill. Humorously, Jimmy keeps saying it, that he must do everything the Bible says he should do before he goes to be with the Lord. He has healed the sick. He has casted out devils. I think he's just remaining the dead. Hallelujah. And he challenges himself every time. I remember one time I went to pray for a dead man. He was dead 3 days. Hallelujah. And we went to faculty of medicine. And they said I should come. And I went in. And I saw all kinds of dead men. I said, where is he? Where is the one I'm supposed to pray on? And then they led me to the dead man. And when I looked at him, 3 days there, you better have faith. Or at least you better know God. You have to believe in something in that. And I laid my hands on him. Called for the spirit, prayed. I did it 3 times. When he didn't wake up, I told the people, get me out of this place. Get me out of this place. Remember my saying, I'm not Jesus Christ. I didn't die for anybody's sins. I didn't collect money from everybody. In everything, God is still glorified. And I encourage the people. I told them, make plans for the burial. Jesus is Lord. We who are alive should press into God and love Him more. How about that? Now, you may laugh at me, but the next time I go to pray for a dead body, for many of you, your first challenge will be to look at one. If you will ever raise a dead man, you have to stand before one. From faith to faith. Hallelujah. So God keeps training your faith. Can I tell you something, friends? You must stop complaining and shouting. Change your perception over situations and circumstances. Are you following me? I was born by this. I see every situation and challenge that comes as an opportunity to be schooled in faith. To become a better citizen of the kingdom. And that's why I never, never get angry and offended now. I know it sounds like I'm very, very serious about what I'm saying. To come to a point where I'm depressed. You say, George, what's wrong? I say, Kai, man, this kingdom thing. I know that God is a good God. And I know that His word is true. He reigns. He reigns. Help me worship us. My voice is gone.
We're standing by my side.
To bring His word to pass.
To bring His word to pass.
He reigns.
He reigns.
Lord, You reign.
He reigns. Our God, He's an awesome God.
If we spend half the time we spend on movies, staying on the word. If we spend half the time we spend going from pillar to post to beg uncles and aunties on the word, am I challenging you? If we spend half the time looking for connection, this and that, I've told you this thing in this place and I'll say it again. Take your eyes off men. They will disappoint you again and again and again. The best of every man is still a man. Oh, but I know one who can be trusted. I know one who can be trusted. He said, by this time tomorrow, Kabo Satabaya. Only God can make that audacious statement. And look at your life and say, by this time, Mercy Prosper, Nigeria will be celebrating you. By this time, the world will begin to come to pass. Only God can make that kind of statement. But can I tell you something? The Bible says the secrets of the Lord are with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenants. The secrets of the Lord are not with everybody. They are not with every Christian. They are with them that fear Him. Another word there is them that are serious with Him. You can't be one leg in here, one leg out. Lord, I love You, things are working. Lord, I hate You, things are not working.
You must come to a point where you say, if I perish, I perish. That you hold on to God's word. I never allow myself to speak anything outside God's word. No one will preach me into that thing. I will never call myself a failure, because God's word never called me a failure. This is the principle of the kingdom. Are you following me now? I am not weak and beggarly. I am everything the word of God says I am. But how can you walk in light of a truth you do not know? And how will you know it until you search it out? There are many of us who don't even have Bibles. You have all kinds of dictionary. You have 48 laws of power, 96 laws of increase, 25 laws of victory, and you don't have a Bible. I guarantee you are not yet successful. Or when the fire burnt it to one side, and then it starts from Matthew chapter 5. And then we pride in these things. And then you hold your Bible and chuck it at the side of your pocket. They are life to those who find them. And help to their flesh. You see this Bible? Forget how ugly and old it looks. There is life. I'm sucking out the life in this Bible. I believe it with all of my heart. There is nothing this word cannot do for you. There is no problem. Surely, it always looks impossible until you see the result that the word of God brings. It always looks impossible. Is it a job? Is it debt? Is it financial hardship? Is it your life? Is it sickness and disease? I am confident. Let eternity prove me wrong. But I am confident that this is a believer's way of life. Oh, I believe the word. The word of God tells me that Jesus Christ left the Holy Spirit to school me and to build me. I am confident I have the Holy Spirit. I'm confident. My confidence is not because I'm praying in tongues. My confidence is because the word of God says so. I like a beautiful song that many of us, those of us who had the privilege of attending Sunday school, some of us didn't attend. You always run away. They say, come to Sunday school. That's when you go and cause trouble. You scratch people's car. You paint things. You steal money. You buy ice cream with your offering. It says, Jesus loves me. This I know. Why? It didn't say because I'm a male or a female. For the Bible tells me so. So, can you come to a point in your life where your confidence in life is because the word of God says so? I believe God's word. I believe God's word. The word of God is the basis of my life. I walk by the word. I talk the word. I live the word. I act the word. I truly believe this word. I'm not saying it because I'm preaching. I truly believe the word of God. That's why I invest in the word. That's why I invest in the word. For many of you, all you have is free our daily manna that they share during one conference. You will never. How come we don't invest in the things of the kingdom? Hallelujah. We buy clothes. We buy Gucci shoes and everything. And we pride. Let me tell you, you are an insecure man. If all that you have is suit and money and cars and all of these things. The word of God. Show me a man that has nothing in this life but God's word. I show you one who the world will celebrate. But show me a man that's why I don't envy any unbeliever. I don't care what he has. They are standing on slippery ground. The recession has shown us people woke up overnight and became poor and broke. The world millionaires. No, I'm not ready for that kind of life. I need a life that is founded upon the rock. Hallelujah. Can you reduce the key? Let me sing a very beautiful song. Some of us who came from Orthodox, it's time for you to appreciate me. Hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less
than Jesus' love.
Let it go down.
I cannot trust.
That's a powerful song.
The sweetest rain.
But only lean on Christ, the solid rock. matter how sure you look, it's sinking sand.
Oh Lord, the ground is sinking sand.
Hallelujah. Every other ground, there are many grounds. Grounds of connection, grounds of money, grounds of I know this, I know that, grounds of intellect. I'm telling you the truth, they are sinking. Many people are suffering and languishing and getting disappointed that after all of their education and their strength in themselves, it still looks like Satan is still above them. But a true citizen of the kingdom is one who cherishes the words of the king, knowing that the king is a loving king and he will not tell you what will destroy you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for 5 minutes and then you sit down. And then I'll finish up. Just hold your Bible and we're going to pray in tongues. If you truly came with one, hold your Bible. You want to embrace it, embrace it. We're going to pray in tongues for 5 minutes. That God will impart a desire for your word. Go ahead and pray. Please make sure this is not the time to pinch and look at your neighbor. Take it seriously. This is a training. I believe your word. I have no other option. Come on, pray in the spirit. That's why you came. Inside and outside. Your word is my guiding light. Your word is my life. I live by your principles. No compromise. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. When you get to that point in your life where you respect God's word, where you value God's word, he said, how amiable are your laws? They are my meditation all day long. Buy an MP3. Buy an iPod. Stuff your phone with the word of God. Messages that teach you the principles of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Get worship songs. Lie down in your room and saturate yourself. Faith is coming into your spirit as you hear. You may lie down in a little room with nothing to eat, but there is an investment. You are becoming a true citizen of the kingdom. And you keep pressing in the spirit from day one to day two to day three. One day you will step into the seventh day, and you cannot even stop the cycle of victory and success that will begin to follow you. We have a lot of believers lazy at the word. Oh, pray for me, pray for that, especially in the south. That's why they like prophets as an antidote to their laziness. People who will not stay with God's word. Let me tell you something. There are some things that even 1 gallon of holy oil will not do for you. You've got to stay in God's word. Are you listening to me? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. Thank you. Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Can you get to that point in your life where you live by the word, where you talk by the word? Your friend comes to meet you and say, how is the struggle now? And you tell him, no, I appreciate you, but God is working. I belong to a kingdom, and that kingdom has an economic system. Every opportunity you have, you are talking about the kingdom. What are the consequences? Men will insult you. Men will call you a fanatic. So what about it? Hallelujah. Many of you will break out of certain associations you cherish on account of your seriousness with God. Love is a command in the Bible. There is no command that you must relate with everybody. The Bible says, what fellowship has light got to do with darkness? Light got to do with darkness, and what fellowship has righteousness got to do with lawlessness? Hallelujah. You come to a point where you get serious. Can we get to that point where everyone who attends Koinonia is serious with the word of God? I don't mean this hypocritical seriousness that we just do when we are looking for something. Crash Christianity that there's a situation at hand and then everybody becomes serious. No, it must become your life. How serious are you with the principles of God's word? The Bible talks about tithing, for instance. How many of you are truly committed to tithing? Ah, God understands. Let me tell you something. God will not change his rules because of you. He didn't change it because of Jesus Christ. He will not change it because of him. The wages of sin is death. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Jesus died. At his death, he cried and said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. The Father still didn't change his mind. Let me tell you something. If you think you keep violating God's word and get away with it, can I tell you something? A time will come you will face a bitter, not because God will punish you. It will be the consequences of disobeying his principles. Hallelujah. Speaking the word, for instance. For many of us, we feel that it's not an important thing. And we feel embarrassed speaking the word. Just because this thing makes people like children, this koinonia self. How can a mature person just be jumping and be saying, I am this, I am that. But when you are in trouble, you talk about it. Is it not with your mouth you use and confess it? You keep talking. You tell everybody from Pilate, I am in trouble. I am in trouble. Why can't you speak and say, I am victorious? So says the word of God. You mustn't have a special prayer time. You can be on your way. You can be in your job and you say, in the name of Jesus, the word of God works in me. The word of God is producing the character of the kingdom in me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, what fellowship has righteousness got to do with lawlessness? The word of God gives us boundaries as believers. Hallelujah. And so that we live by the principle of faith. See, faith is our concept of faith. I thank God, God is helping us. Because for many believers, our concept of faith has just been a spiritual operation used to receive things. That's the general concept of faith that is taught in church. But I'm teaching you today that faith is a way of life. Are you following me now? For many of us, we think faith is only an operation when you need to receive something. No. Faith is your way of life. Faith is the way of life that is governed by the word of God and the voice of God. Governed by the principles of the kingdom. God is speaking to us this night that if we seriously want to become citizens of the kingdom, take God's word seriously. Job, the richest man in the east, gave us a blueprint of his success. He said, in the days of my youth, when the secrets of the Lord were upon my tabernacle. The Bible called him the richest man in the east. He was so blessed. He had children. He had everything that represented success. David tells us his secret. A man who loved God and had everything life could offer. He said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me.
He said, cast me not away from your presence. It was David that said, how amiable are your laws, O Lord. They are my meditation all day long. He said, as the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul pants after you. Hallelujah. I bring to you a very simple but life-changing teaching tonight. That you must come to a point where the word of God becomes your principle of operation. No matter what is happening around me, if the word of God tells me otherwise, I choose God's word. Are you listening to me? I don't need to wear an expensive shoe to know God is faithful. The word of God tells me already that his name is faithful and true. Are you listening to me? I believe God's word. God is asking us a question, and it's not a general question. God is asking you, do you believe my word enough? In your fashion design school and whatever, do you believe God's word? Do you believe God's word? God is asking a serious question. A believer is not just one who has gotten born again. A believer is one who has come to a point where his entire life revolves around the word. Has nothing to do with the church you attend. Has nothing to do with your denomination. This is the secret of life. I was told a humorous story about a man, a very wealthy man, who had some very stubborn children. And there was this young boy among them. And he wrote his will, and just shared so many things. And then, when he was about to die, he called the son. And he said, son, come. And he said, I'm about to die. And he brought out a brand new Bible. And he gave it to the son. He said, this is what I will give you. It will make you a champion. And it will change your life. And then the father died. And the child threw the Bible away and tried to make it on his own. The child suffered so much. And then one day in his frustration, after hitting himself from pillar to post, he came to a point where he decided to pick up the Bible, at least just to look at it. And when he opened the Bible, he was just reading, he wasn't even getting the point. And then mistakenly he turned to the last page of the Bible, and he saw a check that his father left. And the father said, if he takes the Bible seriously, then he should see that check. And if he sees the check, that was all his inheritance. And from this story, it was a true story someone was sharing, something that happened. I heard a preacher. And when he saw it, he broke down and he cried. Because for years, the father deliberately put the check at the last page of the Bible. And said, there is no how he can take this Bible seriously without at least turning to the last page to see. And while this guy was suffering, the empires of his father were being occupied by banks and financial institutions because nobody could claim them. And here was the inheritance that the father left with him. Do you know that applies to many of us? We have been running and crying over what the word of God can give us. As kingdom citizens, we must come to a point where we separate ourselves and stay with the word. What challenge are you going through in life? What area of life is not working for you? Have you ever taken out time to stay with God's word? Diligent study with God's word. And in the place of prayer. And watch the hand of the Lord transform your life. God is bringing this word tonight to draw us back to the place of the word. That as citizens of the kingdom, as ordinary as this book looks, it contains the values of the kingdom. And if you take it seriously and then respect the governor of that kingdom, how come we respect men more than God? If I walk to you now and I tell you, come and collect a check of 5 million naira tomorrow, you'll be so glad. And you even announce to your friends, you say, I've hammered. But how come the word of God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith God. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you a future and a hope. And many times we turn to God and shout and yell and insult and say, God, you are not faithful. Can you let the word of God become your eyes tonight? To say, Lord, I believe your word. I choose to believe your word. I'm not just believing your word because of the result it will produce. I have come to a point where your word is life. And I live by the operation of the word of God. It's what the Bible calls faith. Faith is not necessarily about receiving. Faith is about living according to the word of God. And we are going to pray. And I really want us to pray and say, God, for many of us, we need to pray and say, Lord, please let there be a baptism of a desire for your word. A desire for your word. For many of us, morning till night, you are visiting friends, everybody. Oh, visit this, visit that, visit that. Can you stay with God's word and take God's word seriously? I don't just mean opening the Bible and putting it on your chest and sleeping till night. I mean being alert. Wake up. Study God's word. Pray it into your life. Believe the principles and constrain your life to live by it. I have one guarantee. You will emerge a success. You will emerge victorious. And we are going to pray. We have one simple desire. That the word of God will put, that the Holy Ghost will put a desire for intimacy with him and for his word in our lives. Are you listening to me? Bigger than ministry. That we begin to live like true citizens of the kingdom. So that you don't come to a point where you say something and people turn and say, sorry, are you born again? For many of us tonight, you came for koinonia. But God is asking you, when will you be serious with my ways? The Bible said he showed Israel his acts. But to Moses, he showed Moses his ways. You know what his ways are? His principles. If I give you 1,000 naira, you still need me to get it tomorrow. If I show you how I got it, you will be able to get it whether or not I'm there. He showed the Israelites wanted his acts. You know what we are teaching here by the grace of God? The ways of God. It's not just enough for you to see power and anointing, but it's for you to also understand the operation of the Spirit so that you begin to command perpetual victory in your life. Hallelujah. And so we are going to pray. In the next 10 minutes, I don't know how you are going to cry to God. You want to lie down, you want to. Now is not the time to pinch people and just smile and say, that was the message. You can ask that after the program. Hallelujah. Now is the time to rise up. Rise up on your feet, everyone, please. Can we? Inside and outside. We are going to raise a cry and say, Lord, I take your word and your ways seriously. 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 I stake my life at your word. I believe your word. I'm a doer of that word. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. The lifestyle of the kingdom is the lifestyle of faith, the lifestyle of the word, speaking the word, doing the word, living the word, knowing the word. The word of God is all I know of. Our fathers lived it, their lives have become an epistle for us to follow. The Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. Through faith, staking their lives, they encountered impossible situations. Yet the word of God brought them out. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Oh, I take your word seriously. It's my life. Hallelujah, it's my life. Inside and outside. Say, Lord, I take your word seriously. They are life to those who find them. They are life if you care to find it. It will be life to you. And health is a secret of divine health. It's a secret of divine protection. It's a secret of increase.
the secret of favor, the word of God living in me, living in me. Come on, pray. Rakabababa sataya. I take your word seriously. I take your word seriously. No matter what happens to me, go ahead and pray. I refuse to look at the things that are seen. I refuse to look at the sickness in my body. I refuse to look at the challenge in my family. I look at your word. Come on, go ahead and pray. God is faithful, by whom we were called into the fellowship of his Son. God is faithful. He will not lie. By these two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. The just shall live by faith, by the operation of God's word. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. Living by the word will make you a champion. Living by the word will make you the head and not the tail. I'm not just talking about climbing scripture. Talk the word, live the word, speak the word, obey the word, totally, 100% obedience. Come on, obtain grace, obtain grace, obtain grace. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Come boldly, don't come with timidity. You are washed in the blood of the Son of God. You are holy, you are pure, you are righteous. Say, Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace inside and outside. Make sure you're praying. Grace to live by the word. No matter what I see, no matter what I feel, no matter what the doctors are saying, no matter what the economy is saying, no matter what situations and circumstances are saying, I live by the word. I live by the word. Sheba bayera haya, eva baseka kabara, rakata braka sekete beleremos. I live by the word. Dedicate your life, commit yourself to the practice of the word. Say, Lord, grace, grace to stay with the word, grace to be a student of the word. Grace, who art thou, mountain? Before Zerubbabel, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made plain. At the shout of grace, at the shout of grace, at the shout of grace, go ahead and declare grace to be a doer of the word, grace to let the word of God become your eyes. Go ahead and pray. Say, the word becomes my eyes. My perception is based on the word. My response to life is based on the word. My reaction is based on the word. My convictions are based on the word. My confidence is based on the word. I believe the word. I respect the word. I live by the values of the word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word abideth forever. Hallelujah. You are truly not a citizen of the kingdom until you begin to live by the word. Jesus said to Satan, said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Bread there is a prophetic symbolism of your sensory perception. He said, but by every word. Man can live by every word. I live by his every word. His every word for my health. His every word for my finances. His every word for this ministry. His every word for all that concerns me. I believe his word.
that his thoughts towards me are thoughts of good and not of evil. I know I have a blessed tomorrow. I know my tomorrow is greater than my today. Hallelujah. Hold the hands of someone. Pair yourselves into two. As we take this next prayer point, please take it seriously. You're going to speak. I'd like you to take it seriously, instrumentalist. I'd like you to follow us as we pray. Hallelujah. You're going to begin to speak God's word into that person's life and say, in the name of Jesus, every blessing I know the word of God says, keep speaking the blessing over their health, over their finances. Go ahead and pray. Take it seriously. You shall not die, but live. You are healthy. You are strong. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the country. You are above. Pray. Pray. You are the head and not the tail. You are victorious in this life. You are more than a conqueror. You come out of every predicament. You come out of every challenge. Though weeping, endure for a night. But joy, 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 joy comes in the morning. Joy, though weeping, endure for the night. Joy. Pray for your neighbor. Call him the head. Call him the best. Call him anointed. Call him victorious. The word of God will bring you out of that sickness. Will bring you out of that failure. Will bring you out of that tragedy. Release grace. Prophesy grace. Prophesy grace. To your neighbor. Grace. To live by the word. Grace. To obey the Spirit of God. Grace to respect the values of the kingdom. Speak over their families. Your family is coming out of every challenge. Yes, they may have cried. They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out by the word of God. Out of that financial situation, they are coming out. Jesus will be glorified in your life. Jesus will be glorified. You are lifted. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. From glory to glory, grace to grace, power to power, increase to increase, victory to victory. Grace to say no to sin. Grace to say no to Satan. Grace to say no to every deceitful practice of the flesh. Grace to say no to every way that is not of God. No matter how accepted it is by society. Grace to ride against the existing status quo. Inside and outside, the Lord is standing where you are praying. Take it seriously. Grace. Grace. Hallelujah. 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 Very quickly, just in 1 or 2 minutes, the Lord just instructed me for us to do this. Hallelujah. You're going to speak the word grace upon your life. Are you listening to me? That's what God says. I tell them. He said, tell them to release grace upon themselves. I know that many of us will not understand the power of grace. See, the grace of God can do for you what you will not be able to do all your life. The grace of God will make your life sweatless. I'm telling you. It's the grace of God that can say you sleep in the prison today.
and wake up as a prime minister tomorrow. It's the grace of God that took Hadassah from a hamlet and made her queen. The grace of God made Daniel to reign through the dispensation of three kings. Go ahead and prophesy grace upon yourself. Take it seriously. Grace! At the shout of grace. Grace! Grace! Over my finances. Over my life. Fire! Capo fire. Grace! The grace of God exalting me. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I'm anointed with fresh oil. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. Grace! I shout it. Grace! The unmerited favor. The unmerited favor. Lord, according to your instruction, we are shouting grace. Grace over your family. Grace over your body. The Bible says, who are thou, mountain? Before Zerubbabel. Grace. Leparakaboshika. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For many of you who can turn, we are rounding up. Zechariah chapter 4. We are citizens of the kingdom. We are not ordinary. We know the laws of the kingdom. Zechariah chapter 4. If you can project it, that would be great. Zechariah chapter 4. Verse 6. Zechariah 4 verse 6. If you are there, say amen. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by power, nor by might. He said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Verse 7, who art thou, O great mountain? He said, before Zerubbabel, before Joshua Selman, they coparatafia. He said, who art thou, O great mountain? He said, before Joshua Selman, thou shalt become a plain. Hear me. Listen. He said, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with the shoutings of grace. Grace. Hallelujah. I hope that we'll have time. And then another time we'll talk on the grace of God. We're out of time. But I want you to go back home. See, hear me. Before you sleep tonight, I'd like you to take, even if it's just 5 minutes, and shout this grace upon your life. Beyond your ability, covering for your inadequacies, the unmerited favor and access that the Lord gives a man. He said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. He didn't give us a reason. Grace. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight's meeting. Let your word truly find a place in our hearts. We receive grace to be doers of the word. Hallelujah.